The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 22, verses 22 through 30.
Despise nor abhor the poor.
that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O
hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and in deed through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and Merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us?
That thy people may rejoice in thee.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leadeth to eternal life. Through the same, thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
God, our Father, we remember this day your faithful daughter, Mildred, and we pray that, for as much as she remained a faithful witness all her life, you will receive her more and more into your loving memory. That, with all those who have fallen asleep in death, she may await the promised kingdom of Christ our Lord. Direct your Holy Spirit to reveal peace and bestow comfort on all who grieve. May her memory be a blessing, her love a rejoicing, and her faithfulness a source of strength. Grant our prayer, Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may repose upon thy eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Christ Rising Again by the 16th century composer John Shepherd. Christ rising again from the dead now dieth not. Death from henceforth hath no power upon him. For in that he died but once to put away sin. But in that he liveth unto God. And so likewise, count yourselves dead unto sin, but living unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ is risen again, the firstfruits of them that sleep. For seeing that by man came death, by man cometh also the resurrection of the dead. For as by Adam all men do die, so by Christ all men shall be restored to life. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Lord.
Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.